Okay, good evening, young SEALs. Presumably, unless you're hard time or any of our non-American SEALs players. Yes, good evening to you all. You poker players, Bitcoin enthusiasts, hackers, talk smackers, thrill seekers, rabble rousers, conspiracy theorists, philosophers and welders, choose B's and choose C's, clown pockets and carny cousins, and all the coppers and bobbies and feds and all the ships at sea. This is SCTV. I am Bonks, or Bonkses, or Bonks, 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 Bonks. And with me now is the Godfather, Popmo.
Hello.
Winter is coming. And I had a mysterious bloodletting last night. And now I'm drunk off the blood of Christ. There it is. I assume all you SEALs, pups, and adults are blubbering up for the winter and watching us, and I drunkenly welcome you. So, what are we and what are we doing? Since July or June, I want to say, we all decided to forge an alliance to make an attempt to improve on the SWC experience. Why? My reasons are this. I've been playing poker a long time, and I've never really encountered anything like SWC because it's kind of at the forefront of the intersection of economics, technology, politics, and kind of where society is heading. And inherently, that becomes a collection of modern and deep thinking individuals for the most part. And I come from a world or a perspective that I want to showcase this positive. And there's nothing more in need of a positive spotlight right now than the world of poker because it has its skeevy and seedy elements. So if you are an SWC and you stray away from cards and pay attention to the troll box, which is the chatting portion of SWC, it becomes more encapsulating sometimes than the cards can be. So it's sort of like an experiment in anarchism or social libertarianism. And it's something I believe in having value and trying to capture the history of. And so at the clubhouse, there are six of us, along with Glitch, who has been helping us out tremendously, and everybody else that has helped us with donations, with beta testing, with graphics, and so on. But it was all executed by Popmo, and I'm going to give it to him to let him explain the vision of the clubhouse. So take it away.
Okay, I'm not muted. So what was I saying? Basically, most of you know there used to be an old SEALs clubhouse that went down and a new one came up. And when the new one came up, some of the added features that made SEALs such a good site or fun site were lost. All the third-party sites, the bed and get grind a bit and Uncle Wavy's Bitcoin poker blog all kind of added to the scene. People were, people used the forum to do things, and we had bots and stuff that we did limericks, and then of course there was Ender with all his bot functionality, and just thought it might be fun to try and replicate that. But being that I'm not Ender, I said, well, I figured out that we didn't have to use the same interface that was being used in the past, which was going over the web and intercepting all the HTTP requests. We could just be like a script and read the stuff right off of, as if, read the stuff right off of the tournaments. And so started collecting data and then emailed a bunch of people who had some talent, hopefully, and are trustworthy, and told them the idea and told them that, the only thing that really mattered was to do what you want to do and as much as you want. And somehow everybody kept doing stuff. And next thing we know, we had a website up and we had bot and leaderboard and stats and plans for the future. So that's where we're at, I guess. Back to you, Bonks.
Well, we have a team. There are six of us. the six are Potmo and I, Kissapig, Carlo88, Lucky Ant, Spite Check, and then Glitch on the side helping us with video. And I'm not forgetting anybody, right? And so how did you put this together, Potmo? Why us? Why us six?
I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder that myself. guys, I knew you guys and trusted you guys and thought that, you know, you guys would like the idea and maybe be into it. And that you like me, maybe. I don't know. And so then I was stuck with you all. I mean,
part of this thing is being anonymous. You can do that. You can achieve that. And after time, I guess it comes out if you give enough hints who you are. And you and I are obviously kind of letting the cat out of the bag here. But what I was going to say was, how do you achieve being trustworthy in the poker world? You were in the poker world. You should explain that. I mean, you were a big player at one time.
Back before anyone knew how to play, it was a lot easier.
So this, I'm assuming you're talking about before 2003?
Yeah. I would say that, well, I would say I was there before the big poker on TV, poker online boom. I was playing online before almost anybody wanted to play online. They didn't trust it. But fact was, there were so many, in the early days, there were so many fishies out there that you really didn't have to play very well or be very smart. And you could make pretty good
money. Before 2003, there were a lot of fishies?
Yeah, fishies. A lot. When anything that starts, there's always a big – whenever you, like, open a new card room, there's always a bunch of weak players that don't really have a clue that show up that haven't gotten frustrated with how much money they're losing yet, so they keep coming. They either get tired of losing or they learn how to play. But when you first get somewhere, it's always a great place to play, which is the same with online. It used to be there were only a few hundred people. When it first started, there were like only a few hundred people playing online. And there was like the big site was Planet Poker. And then there was this software company that there was no like non-competition thing. They had like, they would just sell their software to all these sites. It was horrible, horrendous software. but it was all there was. And so I actually played most of my poker on a really small site that used the same software. But basically, you know, there's a lot of people who were afraid, oh, well, anybody can talk on the phone with someone else and so on and so forth. They just didn't trust it. And I didn't care because I was making money. So I always drew the analogy that it's like, you know, you own a $1 million retail store and it doesn't matter to you. I mean, it may matter to you, but you're not going to close the store down just because you're getting shoplifted. You're trying to prevent shoplifting, but you're still going to keep the store open. That was how I looked at that. So, I guess I'm okay. I was an okay player, but mostly it was because people weren't very good back then. And the online poker. Go ahead.
Potmo, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
This is Spite Check. How do you see, like right now we're in this kind of sweet spot where online poker is not ubiquitous yet again, like it was before Black Friday. Before Black Friday, you know, everyone was finding their online space and maybe finding their amounts that they like to play, or they found their sweet tournaments they like to do, and everyone was kind of in a groove, and then everything suddenly stopped, and now we're in this space where there's only a few places where people can play online with Bitcoin, or if you're lucky enough to, you know, live in Las Vegas or New Jersey, maybe you can play online, but how do you think that's going to look once online poker is ubiquitous? Do you think people are still going to want to play with Bitcoin?
I don't know. I think Bitcoin's a great thing. I don't think that I I don't think that, I mean, you're saying if online poker gets legalized, will there still be Bitcoin poker? Is that what you're
yeah.
asking?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. I think a lot of people like the idea that it's sort of, I mean, it's not really anonymous totally, but it's sort of easy to get move your money around without any hassles. And you get quick cash outs a lot quicker than you do in the cash sites. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that really. I think Bitcoin poker will grow just like Bitcoin will grow. I mean, just like you can buy things with dollars, people choose to buy things with Bitcoin instead. But I don't have a really strong opinion on that. I think that maybe a site will be evaluated for how the site is as a whole.
Yeah. You
know? I think there's a huge potential for growth just because of the site itself, all the games, the fun of the troll box. They have a pretty good reputation at this point for being honest and no one has any issues that I've ever heard of other than fake issues that they like to, you know, whine about. Everybody, when there's a mistake somewhere and, you know, something goes wrong or there's a glitch, they're always more than, you know, they're always more than accommodating. They always give people more than they really deserve if there's some kind of a problem. So I think people like the site.
Well, you know, one of the things I really like about the new site transitioning now to SWC Poker instead of the old Seals is all the new games that they've added. And you and I have gone back and forth a bit personally. You make fun of me for playing open-faced Chinese poker. But you must have a guilty pleasure. I know you're a No Limit Hold'em tournament player. I don't see you at the live tables much, but do you have any, there's all these great new games now on SWC Poker. What are you gravitating towards? What do you like when you're like, ooh, I want to play something? Is there anything that really like floats your boat, makes you go, ooh, yeah, that one, I love it?
Honestly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I like mixed games. I'm not really a No Limit Hold'em player. I'm really a washed out Limit Hold'em. I'm not really a No Limit tournament player. I'm a washed out Limit Hold'em tournament player. And I think I was pretty much, I was never really a great online player anyway. I made most of my money playing live. I did okay online. I made money, but I didn't make a lot of money. And I mostly did it playing like sit and goes. No, before the big Black Friday, I would gravitate to like 180 player, $11 sit and goes that went all day, and played my usual mindless form of poker where you don't really have to think, just have sort of a mindless poker system. But I like mixed games mostly. I like I'm not that good at them, but I'm kind of bored like a lot of people probably are with Hold'em. Although I like playing Limit Hold'em, it's the only opportunity really is in a mix. I really like the horse, I guess. Even though I'm not crazy about stud, I just like the idea of playing a bunch of different games. Even though I'm not particularly good at it, I think that's a direction that where you can get to where you're not bad at anything and you may be good at some things, and most people have a hard time like moving from one game to the next. So even if you're not great, as long as you're sort of all around good and get the basics of a game, you can do good if you're playing like not specializing, but you're kind of all around good. I'm not that good at it, but it's sort of where I'm gravitating to now, I'd say. Other than just No Limit tournaments for Wells.
Guys, we gotta do it.
Well, we got an interview Glitch.
Oh yeah, we got an interview Glitch.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna say screw the questions and I'll give the chips to people. And we're gonna send it to Spite and Glitch right now for our Hall of Fame interview. Go ahead.
Hey Glitch, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
you've recently been inducted into our Hall of Fame. You along with Mike on.
I saw that you wrote these articles praising us.
Well, I just would like to give anyone listening kind of a better idea of what you actually do there, but also what can you do and what can't you do? Because I know I know you've been a great emissary at SWC Poker. You're often in the troll box. You're helping people. You're answering questions. But what are things that you can't do that people should leave you alone about, you know?
Oh, well, if you have a support request and it's something private or anything personal, don't ask in chat. I can help you if you have a question in chat, and I can help you get information to support, but just probably email them privately if you have an issue that's sensitive. And I can't make miracles happen either. I can't promise anything. I'm just the information relayer. I help you communicate with the devs and the support team, and I'm the tournament director, so I take care of the tournament schedule. I can open different sit and goes if you need one of those. And I work with the cash games too, but that's pretty much the extent of what I do is the tournament scheduling.
Well, since you are a good friend to have at SWC Poker, what makes you angry? What really tilts you so that we can make sure we're nice to you and we don't upset you?
If I tell you what really tilts me, then the trolls would utilize this as perfect information. Yeah, this is one big battle.
Okay, well, you can plead the fifth on that one if you like.
It's a little tilting to see people like completely rail on other people for hours on end or go mental and make it just personal. It's just a game.
Sure. Well, I had an interesting exchange in the troll box a couple of nights ago. I was sitting there and chatting like I do while I was playing OFC, and someone came on and they were talking about how someone was playing. They were playing open face trainings with someone else, and they just kept winning. They just kept winning. And in my experience,
was it me?
No. But like in my experience, when I first started playing OFC, it was really frustrating because I wasn't doing it right, and I just kept losing and losing and losing. Now I'm a much better player.
There are a couple of games like that where if you don't know how to play them, or if you're new to the game and you don't really understand the nuances, it can seem as though you are getting unluckier than anyone else in the world, because it can seem like you're doing everything right because you don't notice the little details. So if you ever feel like you're just being completely destroyed by someone in a way that doesn't make any sense, I would recommend just giving yourself another primer or another go or another appearance if you already gave a primer on that game, and try to look at it from a different angle and see maybe something you're missing that's causing this to happen.
Well, yeah, right on.
Another possibility. I know that.
Well, I mean,
had those same kind of runs with games I'm good at and have won money at.
It can legitimately be luck. I mean, but you know, that's for a second winning. Opinion.
Well, the reason I bring it up is, I said basically, I was trying to say no one's cheating, and he was so upset. He was like, I'm never coming back to this site again, and like, it's my feeling that, other poker sites don't have public troll boxes. They don't have a place where everyone can say anything they want. There's no public discussion happening at any given time.
I truly believe that if any other site had a chat box, it would basically be filled with similar content to ours. Because I mean, you lose your anger and you're going to say a lot of things that you don't mean.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I take everything everybody says with a grain of salt. Like, we call it the troll box for that reason, so you can remember not to take anything too seriously.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that sentiment. And I think if people thought about it, like, wow, if I were on Full Tilt right now, I'd probably be seeing the same stuff. Do you think that SWC Poker will ever get rid of the box? I personally am really fond of it.
Yeah, I like the box. We like the box too. What we don't want to have to do is to have to heavily moderate the box, or to have to be constantly telling people, no, you can do this, but you can't do that unless on the fourth Tuesday of this month, then you can do that. I want to avoid something like that. And I like to have like clear, wide rules, but it's really hard with something subjective like chat and words and the intentions behind them.
Sure.
You mentioned something about cheating too. as far as that, if you see somebody legitimately do something fishy and you're not just like pissed at them and just making up all sorts of reasons because you need to and it's going to help you out, if you legitimately see something fishy, the best way to handle that is to email support or security at swcpoker.eu. They do take every email complaint seriously. They do investigate them. Don't have much more to say on that. It's just, it's not productive. If you see something that really merits reporting, it's not productive to go telling everybody in the main chat, because if you happen to be right about that person, you're doing nothing but tipping them off.
Agreed. That's really good advice, and I really appreciate that.
And there are,
so I just wanted,
there are automated systems in place, and they continue to develop other tools to help them stop and, or rather prevent before it even happens, but catch and stop collusion.
Sure. I just wanted to take a second to say that it's 6 o'clock my time, 9 p.m. EST. And so our tournament started right now.
Yes,
and we are officially in late registration. So if you haven't signed up, sign up. And just to give people a quick lowdown that anyone can enter the tournament. Anyone who enters is eligible to get a 10-chip bounty on me, Potmo, Kiss a Pig, Lucky Ant, Bonks, Bonks, Bonks,
yep.
Glitch,
just go to SealsClubhouse.com, look up the About page, and learn who all the staff are at the Seals Clubhouse, and just, you bust any of those guys, it's 10 chips for you. You bust me, it's 10 chips. I'm playing it right now.
I'm about to go bust you. You may want to pan over.
Already? I'm almost about to bust.
I'm calling all in.
And Lucky Ann is sitting out. Oh, he must be
lost. I'm done. Okay, so Portis gets 10 chips. Should I just send them to him, or what are we doing with that?
I pronounce it Portis. Xenophone would like to see my penis.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't think that would be appropriate to broadcast on Twitch.tv.
Yeah, the debut episode, we're not doing that. Perhaps for chips? No, it's not illegal. We can do it. But, yeah, I don't want to do it.
Oh, Bonks.
Not yet.
I have a question for you.
I can light up
the whole bomb up.
What happened?
What happens?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened is there were big rigs that took all my chips.
Guys goes all in, gets kicks. I A's it all lose.
Listen, I challenge anybody to head to head to head to head to head. How come everybody's sitting out in the tournament? That doesn't make sense.
Dude, I am so playing right now. I'm playing. I'm sitting here with Carlo.
I am too. And J-Dot is, but Lucky Ant, Thrasher, YOLO, Nigga, EE, Evolution, and Killgame are all sitting out.
It's
perhaps Evolution.
Who said that? Kiss a pig, you can't win.
What we did is we encouraged a bunch of people to register yesterday, so now none of them are here. But no, it's just, that's a strange coincidence that the whole table's not here.
Nancy said it. Give Nancy 2 chips.
Okay.
Henry Lachat is at my table. He made it.
Beer man, I don't have Snapchat. Should I download one?
Is that download a trivia one. Question?
That's not even, that doesn't even make sense.
I think the next trivia question should be, what happened?
Oh my Jesus Christ, we have 28 viewers right now.
Listeners. Do we have any texters? Is anyone responding to the trivia questions?
Yeah. At my table, in the chat box, the troll box, and...
So, Glitch, I have another question for you if you're not too busy twitching. I want...
Okay.
So my question is this. Have you ever seen a UFO?
I want to believe. No. I have not. But in tribute to Fox Mulder, I must answer I want to believe.
Okay. What about a ghost? Have you ever seen a ghost?
Holy shit.
I have not.
Oh, man.
I'm at Lucky Spite and Glitch's table. Not to mention Blue Skies, Ian Barnes, Free Falling, Jam Kid.
Total rig.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to feature this table.
I don't know who Jam Kid 1989 is, but he's orange. I know Free Fall. I know Blue Skies. I know Ian Barnes for sure.
Y'all gonna bust your all.
So I'm drinking a nice Sauvignon Blanc from Chile. The company is called Basson, but it's spelled bacon, which I love.
Bacon.
Okay, my audio's live.
Bacon. Pablo, you're really out already?
Yeah, I busted on like the first jam, I think. I think it was the very first act. I had Trip Nines and Portis, or Portis, or whatever his slash her name is, busted me with a bigger nine, the bigger kicker, so. No, so it goes.
I'm crazy, but I can't find my own table. Oh, I have the maximum amount open.
I didn't see you register myself, but it might just be me. I didn't see that you had registered. When Spite said you were registered, I didn't see that. I looked and you weren't, so.
Patmo doesn't believe me.
Yeah, I just in hand at my table right now. Table one.
I believe you. I just believe that my display doesn't work correctly.
Table featured. Let's make this an open mic commentary.
Well,
just to say something, he's been sitting there looking pretty with his microphone muted the entire time.
And he's sporting his Seals with Clubs hat and everything. Old school, baby.
Oh, Ian Barnes is just throwing it all in. Yeah,
my audio is a bit loud.
Might call this.
By the way, shout out to 4-color decks. If you don't use a 4-color deck because it shocks and offends your eye, just give it a second chance. It makes all the sense in the world. Instead of worrying about flushes and squinting at tiny pips on suits on tables, you just look for 5-of-1 color.
I find it really helpful when I'm playing OFC.
Yeah.
I find it makes it possible for me to play online and be able to see whether or not what my hand is. So for me, it's a no-brainer. I can't play without it with my eyes.
My goodness, we have 70 entrants.
I like the 4-color deck.
70 entrants? That's awesome.
I have been moved to a new table with Spite. Table 8.
So is the late reg over now?
It is.
Okay.
Or no, it is not. What am I saying? There's
still time for people to enter.
Oh, Henry or Carlo's just about out. Or no, he's not just about out. He's got his last 275 in front of him. And he loses. Carlo's out. Bino 52 wins.
Carlo with the open ender that did not connect versus the two pair. Good game, Carlo.
Oh, good game, Carlo. Okay. Ooh, I got a sweet hand. I got to play. I'm actually going to not fold.
I know.
I'm at table 2. Ooh, someone's all in. I might have to call. Two people all in. Two people are all in, and I'm calling.
I'm guessing you have queens or kings.
Oh, the bullets. Oh, the bullets are no good.
Oh.
Portice, you took it.
Portis takes out Spite.
I say Portis too. I don't know where you guys
get these other
pronunciations from. It's ice in okay. Place where boats rest. It's port ice.
Oh, shit.
So Popmo, you gotta send Portis 10 chips.
Oh, no. Spite's out.
Pocket aces, it always gets me.
Okay, Spite, who was I supposed to send? Did you bust, Spite?
Yeah, Portis took me out.
But Portis took me out. So I guess he gets he or she gets another 10.
Yeah.
Portis is the bounty hero.
He's ruling the school right now.
Or she.
Yeah, it's true. You never know.
How's it going for you, Kissa? How's your chip stack?
My chip stack's at 1600 right now, but I got Yep, I'm Naked right on my left, and he's gunning for me. I got a pretty tough table. I got Blue Skies, Snap Call, YOLO Legend, Slaw Dog, 420, Moogie, Scott the Beer Man, and Doc House SWC on my table, and it is not an easy table.
So, Bonks, to answer your question earlier, I've never been a radio personality. I like it, but I've never been one. But little known fact, I did do burlesque for many years.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, I was in an all girly troupe, and you know, it was like old school burlesque, like they used to have in the, I don't know, roaring 20s
and all that with the
pasties
and all that jazz
and doing silly stuff like you know, we do like strip teases with, you know, to like respect and stuff like that with, you know, using different kitchen implements and, you know, just generally having fun. Tasteful, fun, rowdy group of gals. I had a great time.
That sounds like fun. Where'd you do that? What's that? What city?
That was in Washington State.
I think we had to try and get all the questions in before late reg is over.
Oh, no, sir. Right. Registration has ended already. However, we do have 81 entrants, currently 63 remaining.
That is success.
A prize pool of 153.9 chips. 43 for the first.
Plus the value added for any of our leaderboard winners.
Oh, definitely. There's extra money for the list of 67 people who qualify. I'm not sure how many of those are currently in.
Yeah, those lists have to be compared.
I just went all in at table one.
It's the degree all in moment. Presented by Jack Links.
I have Muff Hugger left.
Take it
that down. I have to admit was an absolute mistake. I wanted to race to 200 and I raced to 2000, putting me all in.
Ooh.
But nobody could have known that because I said it afterwards.
Did you lose or did you not call it?
No, I got the walk.
Yay. Is there a new question I didn't hear?
Yeah, I have one more. What two-card hand did Spite Check hold against Popmo when she bluffed him off of his straight in the first video featured on SealsWithClubs.com?
No, Seals Clubhouse, not Seals with Clubs.
great one, Bob.
Let me give you a dramatic reenactment of that. Popmo was all like, do you have a straight? Do you have a flush? Oh my god, you have a flush. Oh, I'm gonna fold my straight. Everyone on camera is gonna get to see it and you're gonna think I'm the best player ever. And she has like nothing.
He had a good
I'm
hand.
So drunk I said skills with clubs.com. That's ridiculous.
at no point was it ever.
Okay, I just like to plug our site, Seals Clubhouse, and point out that when we were like giving you just screenshots with no ability to filter your results or anything, or check your stats or the leaderboard, read all our wonderful articles, we were getting a lot of donations. But since our site went live, the donations stopped. Probably because it's too convenient to click on the little icon and just paste your BTC address right in there. But whatever the reason, we'd sure appreciate the flow of chips to return to us, or the trickle, as the case may be.
Kiss is gearing up for his Vegas trip.
Yeah, I gotta gear up. Gonna go check out the celebrities.
Big hand happening at my table. Mama shoved and Portis reshoved.
Portissimo again from Buffalo, New York.
This guy's just powering through this tournament.
So kissing.
I'm all in.
We got box.
What was that, Spidey? Oh,
Portis takes another guy out.
Damn. Oh, with these guys all in, I wanted to pause, but I wanted to ask you about your Vegas trip. I know you're going to be playing a charity tournament while you're down there, and I just wanted to ask you about it.
Oh, I'm going to be playing the Jen Harmon Celebrity Poker Open. It's a non-ring event during the World Series of Poker circuit events. Mm-hmm. And it's to benefit the local Las Vegas SPCA.
Awesome.
And
what's the buy-in for the tourney?
$240, I think, is the buy-in. It's got rebuys for $240 and an add-on for $100.
And what's the price you're going for?
I think it's just like a cash tournament. There may be something else going on, but I haven't seen anything advertised as far as like a trophy or anything like that. It's a non-ring event, though. I know that.
They don't give you trophies. They just give you money.
Yeah, I'd be happy with money. You know. What I'd really like to do is...
What's wrong with Jennifer Harmon, though? That's what I want to know.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah. She died?
Nothing.
Just be careful.
No, she...
She will choke.
She went into, she got admitted into the World Series Poker Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her and John Juanda.
She won a
John
tournament.
Juanda?
She won, yeah. I think she won the first WSOP tournament I played in. She won one of them, and I know she was like running back and forth between the final table and the women's tournament.
Oh.
She was like both of them.
Dude, like, Jen Harmon's a beast.
Yep.
I used to play with John Juanda all the time on Full Tilt.
I busted him out of the tournament.
Nice.
With a bad beat jack I had, no less. Well, not a big bad beat jack, but aces full of kings, I think, over aces full of jacks, which would have been a bad beat jackpot around here. But most places you got to be claws. That was a pretty fun tournament.
And Lucky Ant down to life support over on table 8. Or table 3.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing some other ring events, though. There's a 380 buy-in that I'm going to get into, and there's a dealer's choice that I'm going to hope to be able to play.
Really?
It's a one-day event, and I think the buy-in is either 240 or 380, and that's a ring
what
event.
What is your choice?
My particular choice on dealer's choice is 2-7 triple draw. I like that game. That's mostly because I get
funnily, that's my least favorite game.
Yeah, but I'm naturally getting crap cards, so.
Well, it's a great one to call as dealer because it's a real position game. It's about as position as it gets. Right. Other than Raz, like, no, it's really the most. Plus, you can't get the button when you're playing Raz. I think it's about the best game to play with position that there is, triple draw, isn't it?
2-7 triple draws. Yeah, I like it for a lot of different reasons. I like it because of the position aspect. I like it because it's a triple draw, and that I like it because it's the on the 2-7 side. Like I said, I always get lousy cards.
Lube wants to know if you can say "damn it," but yes, but only if you spell it with 3 M's.
Hey, Popmo, did you get the Lucky Ant is out? Big Ryan 421 took him out.
No, I did not get that because it's not in any of my chat windows. What's his name?
Okay. Big Ryan 421 got the ant out.
Yeah, Mo, just keep an eye on the chat. We're down to 50 players on 6 tables.
I really thought I'd last longer. I usually last so much longer, and then I bubble.
Uh-huh. Bye, yep. See you later.
I don't know what happened. I usually last so much longer.
Sorry, didn't mean to laugh so loud. That was kind of funny.
It's my fault. It's the structure, obviously. Just blame the tournament guy. When in doubt.
We love you, Glitch.
Nancy is currently the chip leader, a veteran. On Veterans Day. That you
bubbled when there's like, how many spots played? There's 15 spots paid. You don't get to call it bubbled when there's 45 people left. I'm sorry.
No.
45 people left. That doesn't count as a bubble. Sorry. Sorry, Spitemo. It doesn't count.
No, I said it's unusual I'm out already because usually I last a lot longer and then I bubble. I didn't say I bubbled tonight.
Oh, I thought Henry's out. You last longer, but today you bubbled. Okay, gotcha.
No.
Henry just left us.
Just remember that. I finished first.
Yes. Mine.
Oh.
YOLO legend just took him out.
Any of you guys ever watch Spike and Mike animated short films?
No.
Like, it's basically a conglomeration of, like, the best animated shorts of the year, and they usually do a movie. It's usually in an indie house or whatever, but they'll put together, like, the best of the shorts of the year. And one year I remember going and seeing it, and it was, there was a cartoon, and it was like, "Oh, Henri," and it was basically written in the words of, like, the lover of Henri Matisse. Oh. And, "Oh, Henri," and that's what I think of when I see Henry.
Well, I think of is the freaking awesome videos, which I think are hilarious. Have any of you guys watched those?
Oh my God, they're awesome.
That's hilarious. I love it.
I totally saw those ages ago, and I had no idea it was the same person.
No, same person.
Yeah, he has a calendar person out right now. He's got his new 2016 calendar out.
Yeah.
There's a book out right now. He's on a book tour.
But the videos are the best. Oh, I actually couldn't say that because I haven't read the book, but videos are hilarious. So who's left? Just Glitch? Glitch the only bounty person left?
I am left.
No,
I'm
not
left. And so is Bonks, Bonks, Bonks. So there are three bounties remaining.
Yep.
Well, Nancy's in first with 72.15.
Well, that's all right. We got it under control. Yes, Nancy is destroying everything. Shout out to Nancy.
Ooh, Portis has lost a big chunk of change. Last time I looked at Portis, he was over 4,000, and now he's back down to 2,500.
So he's human after all.
We don't have so many people that we actually announce. We may not have to give any. The people that win our thing are going to make good money. The box man.
Ooh.
Oh, Glitch. Glitch, Boss Hog, Kill Game, and Bonks. Bonks, Bonks, Bonks. And Jam Kid, and Thrasher, and Evolution, and Ghost.
Are we Monkey. Like Evo? I have a limerick about Evo.
He's probably
not. No, it's not that evolution.
It's named after the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Goose Lee typed the entire lyrics of the Pokemon theme song in chat the other day.
That's a man that has kids. I hope. Oh.
You go on a break?
Yeah, he's going on a smoke break, I think.
Yes, the tournament is now on a break.
Ooh, we should have some sweet break music.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Do it.
Cool. Time for a shot. Back.
A shot and a smoke and a listen of that.
We're not on video, right? We're all just audio?
You are correct.
Okay. Then I can't smoke a bowl live.
You may.
People are talking about wanting.
Would you like to be on video?
Seals Clubhouse T-shirts.
Would you like to smoke a bowl live? We can make that happen.
Do you want me to do that?
No, I don't think anyone should. It's Twitch. My goodness.
Yeah, but it's just they can't bust me for smoking.
I can do that.
They don't know if I'm in a medical marijuana state or not. But I don't think it's all that exciting. I mean, people liked it when I did a bong hit earlier on my Pablo channel. I don't know why, but they all were thrilled with that. Oh, yeah. You never know with these fans what they want.
Bonks is dancing.
Coincidentally, it's not to the music that you're listening to. It's what I'm listening to. And nobody can hear that, I think. Right?
No.
Okay. Dr. Fucking Stein.
Oh, but seriously, how do you follow the QQ Boohoo language barrier? I don't even know. It vexes me. I love it, but it vexes me.
His vocabulary only has like 13 words in the language, so.
Yeah, everything else is just a derivative ending.
Yeah. So once you focus in on the 13, then you're fine. It becomes easy. It's like a.
Does not become easy. It becomes annoying.
No.
Yes.
No, that's your
Yes.
That's because he's racist. That's his racism.
No, I was annoyed by him before.
Now, you know what? I was too. I was really annoyed.
My life got a lot better when I ignored him.
On the old seals. I was like, what is this thing? Stop talking. I blocked it right away, but then once I figured it out and I saw his intentions, I got addicted to it.
I love how other people can impersonate so nicely, like Carlo88 right now and Bruce. It's just so fun.
I once made a limerick in his style impersonating him, and he was not happy about it at all, and he made one insulting me.
Oh, no. I love QQ Boohoo.
Oh. Sometimes I wonder if his goal isn't to make things as difficult as possible for everyone at all times.
He holds a very special place in my SWC heart.
He's either a total sweetheart or a man who just wants to watch the world burn, and I can never decide.
Yeah. It's weird. They meet. There's an intersection there. All right, I'm all in. I'm calling it all in. Which puts me all in.
Okay.
Kings against sevens. I fucking hate poker.
That's so stupid. How do you chop? Oh my.
Whatever, I got taken out with my aces.
Yeah, that's true.
So shut the fuck up.
This has been happening to me for 3 months.
Yeah, but you were up against two other hands. If you have. Don't cry about Lizard with aces unless it was a heads up pot, please.
No, I'm just saying. Oh, dude.
Hey, Ryan.
So crazy.
Out.
No
you
one
took Godzino and QQ in the same hand. That's poetic.
It is crazy bonks that no one had a fucking heart in their hand on that one.
The hearts were on the board. There weren't any left.
I had the club and the diamond. What happens to QQ?
That's what happens. He loses.
Say so, rigs!
Ampersand, dollar sign, carrot, 5-6. Lose all chips.
That's the only word I know is CHSPF.
Maybe it's because it counts as on, like, his name's.
Difficulty with communicating.
Make it understand it as a joke occasionally, but to keep it going for like 6 years is a little bit out of it.
Shut up, Pomo. Nobody needs you ruining our fun.
Well, that's my fun, though. You're another people's fun.
That was Viv Bads.
It was VVVV Bads.
What are you laughing at?
Zeno posted a picture of what happens.
After I said the answer, he got it.
Wins, big wins. Kill game is out.
Oh my god, I have to mute myself. I'm uncontrollably laughing.
That was funny.
Sandy, Bonks, I think you need to have another drink. Yeah. Sandy, I'm joking, but please have another drink. And take off your tie.
Loosen your tie.
Loosen your
tie.
Loosen
my tie.
What? Yeah.
Okay, we're all on audio now.
That's really interesting. As much as I have worked with Carlo over the last few months, I've never heard his voice, and I don't think anyone else has either.
The only thing we know about him is that he's from Poland, or at least that's what he tells us.
And he's super awesome. We know that.
But we don't know that. That's not a piece of information. That's just a fact. What was I doing?
You know what's under this shirt? Is my lucky shirt. My NYU shirt. And I have an NYU story.
Nancy's shoving big at my table against Marley.
Shoving big.
Marlice.
Oh, Marlice is out.
Oh.
And Nancy has a monster stack.
Okay, your two chips have been sent. And as far as I know, we still have Bonks, Kissa, and Glitch all still in, right?
Glitch on my table.
Yeah, I'm still in.
I'm still here.
I hate you guys.
All right. I'm heads up against Jam Kid. And I'm going to shove all in. You know why? Because I want to go head to head to head to head to head. Let's go. Fold.
That's what happens.
600 chips to me. This is what happens.
Nobody's looking you up
when orange guy goes to yellow guy.
Okay.
It really does not get higher level than that. I am Greens, guys, and no one else is. So
okay, we should open up for questions from the audience. Okay,
yeah,
you guys, if you have questions for us, just ask. Type it in the Twitch screen.
Yeah, they're all gonna be for me, not for any of you guys.
Especially
let's just clarify.
Oh my god, I'm all in and out. I'm out. No.
Kiss a pig.
Oh, I had him easy, man. I had ace, king, or queen ace to a king eight off. And he flopped a set.
Good game. DMB.
I love this erotica, this whatever it was that Zeno posted, that there's the one guy's hand reaching out.
Bonks, you're going to have to answer Ann Capistani. He really wants to know whether it's Bonksy or Bonks.
I answered that.
You already answered
several times. I even voted in the straw poll. I like Bonksy. I mean, obviously, my name is Bonks, Bonks, Bonks because I was named at birth Bonksley Bonks Bonksaman. But Bonksy's great. It sounds great. I love it. It sounds loving. It sounds caressing. And call me Bonksy if you want. It's sexy.
It's sexy Bonksy.
There you go.
Bonksy boy.
Okay. So now I want to know if Ann Capistani has a crush on you. Seems kind of like it. You did loosen your tie.
Yeah, I'm down to my lucky T-shirt.
Any questions, people? Ask questions.
We need the questions from the.
I found something on the web about a 60 monkey. Check it out.
What the hell? All of a sudden, this stupid thing just decides to start working. That from the iPhone, the lady in the background, when you ask her questions, whatever the name
Siri?
Is.
Siri?
Yeah, Siri. All of a sudden, she just comes on and starts giving me stuff. It's like, what a cunt. I didn't even ask you. I was not anywhere near my phone.
Is somebody eavesdropping on your phone and they made a mistake?
I was not anywhere near my phone and it turned itself on and started telling me where to go. It was like, shut up.
It's VV. Nancy.
Ooh, Nancy wants to know if Box is single.
Ooh.
Not single.
Nancy is just asking on behalf of all the shy girls in chat who don't want to ask.
Okay, goodbye, Ann. We don't want you to leave. We want you to ask questions. Ann Capistani is not leaving until someone says bye to him. Says we should have a weekly tournament. Well, you guys keep those donations flowing. Maybe we can afford it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call in here, so I'm all in.
That's a very powerful, aggressive move.
Yeah. I think I'm ahead. No, I'm not. I'm way off. I'm out.
Wait, I see you on the button not having acted yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because of the
game. Enjoy the magic of 10-second delays.
Right. Oh, that's a long-ass 10 seconds.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoiler for me because I still don't even know. All I see is the guy there. Now I see Bonk's call just now. That was a lot more than 10 seconds. That was 30 seconds.
Well, I hope that everyone is having fun or has had fun with our maiden voyage here. And I hope that people sign up at sealsclubhouse.com and get their free stats and try to get on those leaderboards and make donations because we do a whole lot of work and don't get paid. So
we have is sound. We're not doing video.
And if you want to donate, you're welcome to transfer chips. The name of the account. The name of the account is Clubhouse on SWC Poker.
Holy shit! Lady Grinders at my table.
If you want to donate to the Clubhouse, but you don't feel like sending any, if you don't feel like sending Bitcoin, just send some chips to the Clubhouse account.
As it says on our website.
Makes it so
much easier. Yeah, fuck join us. Fuck do it. We have no. I'm channeling Hizzy right now, and Hizzy's saying, "But what is the point? What are you really after?" We're not after anything. We're after to make this site bigger because we're good poker players and we want to see more action. That's it.
Yes.
We want to make this place number one, and it should be.
If we're going to answer questions, we should answer them.
Where are the questions?
How much, Kissa, have you filled your freezer yet?
No, actually, I didn't get to go out at all this weekend. So
okay.
I'm not going out. I'm not going back out until after I get back from Vegas.
Henri wants
to let you know, the deer around here are actively in the rut right now. You can tell.
There's a lot on the thruway.
Yeah, and all the bucks are running around with their nose to the ground looking for smells.
They're fucking everything.
Yep. keep your small animals in the house.
Bruce Cohen wants to know if we're all just we are just colluding with us all against Glitch. We are colluding.
Glitch is the only one left.
Yes. Did it sound like that?
Against Glitch, right?
I don't understand the question.
You are just colluding with us all. I'm not sure I get that.
Yes, we all lost.
Well, it's a question. It's a question by Bruce, and Bruce is a known troll, so.
Yeah. 9 out of the 20 is what we're paying. And top gets 36, bottom gets 5.
Nice. Carlo, is there any place where any link that shows the payout anywhere?
And he just posted it in Twitch. Good move, Carlo. Very good. Very good.
Carlo is full of good moves.
Yes, he is. I still think Carlo is a little 16-year-old girl, but that's just me.
I think he's an 85-year-old man.
I think that he is actually Angela Merkel.
Oh, my God.
I think
the leader of the free world.
I think he's Choose B. Why are you laughing? It's perfect cover.
Like, seriously, wouldn't it be great if Carlo was actually like the fucking prime minister of Germany or some shit?
There is no way he would put up with you guys' shit.
The prime minister of Germany has nothing else to do.
I'm hoping.
The Prime Minister of Germany is fucking screwed right now, letting in all of those immigrants that are actually, you know, soldiers. But
they have a big stink. So
actually, I'm stink. Totally not getting political right now. I'm going to mute myself.
That was the spirit of Donkdown, though. Maybe we aren't being political enough.
Oh, that's pretty hardcore. No, I saw some feedback that said, this is awesome. It's not at all like Donkdown. So you know what? You got your own vibe. Run with it, man.
Yep.
You gotta stoner. I gotta get some. We gotta get some custom recorded stoner rock music going on in the background here. Have a little smoke session every radio show.
Yay!
I wouldn't mind getting political. I'd love to talk politics, but
if you can find it to a segment.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Carlos wants everybody to know that he's a he, and his first name is Stig.
Stig? Ooh, we learned something new about Carlo today.
Yep.
We learned his first name. Was that supposed to go on Twitch, or was that just supposed to be, like, typed in?
That went out on Twitch.
I don't even believe it. Carlo's a tricky one.
And we are down to 2 tables.
I'm going to repeat Glitch, and I'm going to say I want to believe, because Stig is an awesome fucking name.
Oh, by the way, to say that you've seen a UFO, all that means is you've seen an object flying that you couldn't identify. So even if it doesn't necessarily imply alien intelligence, I started to throw that in.
No.
It means unidentified.
Because,
in the name.
She asked, you guys asked about it, and then implied that it meant that it was the alien intelligence.
Oh, this was a difficult decision. They've made it easier for me.
What's that?
Crazy hand.
He's folding.
I had a hand that I really wanted to play, and then he raised 4x, and I wasn't sure, and then he shoved, and I was really sure that I didn't want to play anymore. Let's see how wrong it was.
What was your hand? Do you know?
The hand's still in progress. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, now you can say, oh, look at that straight come out of nowhere.
I had pocket eights.
Really?
Oh, you would have lost. You would have lost.
I would have beat the original Razor, but not that guy.
Yeah.
I was about to say crazy eights.
Crazy eights. Let's play some Euchre.
Can I just say, Glitch, I really appreciate your manipulation of the cast right now. We got a nice two tables and that sweet SCTV TV in the corner.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Shout out to Spycheck for making these graphics.
I'm loving it.
Yeah,
It makes me want to have a radio show, though. I feel super encouraged to have a radio show now.
Yeah. Did anybody take a look at the link that Carlos put up on the Twitch chat?
The YouTube video?
Yeah.
No.
It's a Stig introduction. That is not Carlo. Can't be that simple. That he's the guy. Come on.
Well, I think.
No, there's no way that I'm watching it now.
Nancy with the double up. Nice hand, Nancy. Boom. Nancy is a perfect example of the beneficial effects of medicinal marijuana. When Nancy greets you in chat, she's always very pleasant. She says hi, and she spells it H-I-G-H.
H-I-G-H.
And I say hi back.
Some say he is scared of bells.
Yeah, I was watching him too.
Oh my god, that's fucking brilliant. This is totally Carlo. I love it.
Been talking all this time and I've been muted. So, are you guys all out? Because I don't see any of you.
I'm out.
Glitch is still in. Glitch is the only one left.
I see. Oh, there he is.
Oh my god, Glitch is the only one left. You fucker.
Yep. Man, we didn't even know.
And we're on the bubble. We're at 16 players. Broke Nick's got the short stack.
Well, we really suck, huh? None of us made the final two tables. That's pretty pathetic.
Glitch did. What are you?
None of the clubhouse did. Just Glitch. Glitch he's our guest.
Yeah, but he's also got a bounty on him. So.
Well, but we are pathetic though. We didn't. Okay.
I have to mute my chat right now because the neighbor cat is visiting and has a hairball. No, she's totally got a hairball. She's like harfing up right now. I'm totally muting, but I'll be back.
All right.
Okay, no questions, I guess.
I'm not hearing it.
I'll take questions.
We'll try.
Look at ex-Goodfellow. Come on. Got to start. Of course, Glitch is the only one left. And of course, King 8 off beats Ace Queen all the time, especially on seals. Sure.
Yeah, those 55% edges just come in way too often. It must be like at least 55% of the time.
What the hell? I put this guy all in and he like timed out.
What happened?
Can't imagine he would fold there.
I don't know if there's any ladies listening right now or not, but listening to Glitch talk tech is like so fucking sexy. I'll just put it out there right now.
Not as sexy as me, though.
Sorry, what'd you guys say? I was shirking off to Glitch's technology talk.
I had myself muted while I was talking tech, so nobody could hear me except you guys.
Oh, shit. Everyone's missing out. Damn it.
Hey, look at that. Bookus showed up.
What?
Bookus showed up. She's in the chat on the Twitch.
Oh, hi, Bookus. Got any questions for the crew or Glitch?
Sup.
You get questions and no one wants to ask questions.
Well, hi, Bookish. I don't know why you left our site, but I'm sorry for whatever happened.
I do.
It'd be nice to see you around again in the future sometime.
I never even got to play with Bookish because I just got back to the site.
Yep.
All right, I'm shoving it in Boss Hog's face.
He's tricky.
Getting swifty.
I'm not watching, but Boss Hog is tricky.
Why aren't you watching? What kind of a sport are you?
I'm playing. I'm playing at wide gauge in the 40 chip deep.
In the what?
Well, the 40 chip deep. Yeah. Ooh.
I asserted dominance and it worked. Awesome.
Yay! I was thinking Nancy was gonna look you up on that there, Glitch.
Everybody congratulate Lucas for being married tomorrow.
Holy cow!
Oh, really?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's amazing.
I hope you have a excellent wedding, excellent reception afterwards. Hope it's everything you wanted on your honeymoon, et cetera, et cetera. Good luck.
I can't even type on a thingy.
Where are you going on the honeymoon? You going to Vegas on your honeymoon?
That would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Play in the Kissimmee tournament.
Yeah, play in the tournament I'm going to be in.
Kissimmee.
Okay, ex-Goodfella, the girl on the stream's name is Spite Check. She's an original gangster. And you have a thing for Glitch's sexy tech voice. You're right.
Yeah, that's what that's all about.
I'm fucking OG, yo. Over 3 years.
He has no idea who he's speaking to.
I'm OG, yo. Yeah, okay.
Dude, I was there before you were.
I know. I was railing you when you went down to Chile. Remember that? I remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're through the bubble. We got through the bubble.
We're
now in the money. Benny OZ11 was the bubble boy. We should send him 2 chips.
Okay.
Send him 3 chips.
Bookish says I should go to Italy.
That seems to be a popular destination.
Should go to Santa Cruz.
Well, usually, here's my deal. Usually when I go on vacation, I'm taking a vacation from, like, real shit. So I want to go somewhere where I, you know, either I want to go somewhere totally isolated where I have no internet, or I want to go somewhere that's just totally immersing myself in something completely different. My trip to Chile for a month was really great like that because, you know, my Spanish was terrible and I was just immersed and, you know, hiking around everywhere and buying local food and trying to talk to people and struggling. And it was challenging and it was really fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I still like to
or New Zealand. New Zealand, you'd have to, you know, like, leave your iPhone at home.
Actually, I'm thinking about Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Just because, wow, Iceland seriously has the monopoly on amazing scenery. They got it locked.
Wow, I think there's amazing scenery everywhere.
But
yeah.
But I think it's a pretty cool place, except I think it'd be really hard to learn the language.
I think I'd like to go to visit Angel Falls in Venezuela sometime.
I've flown over Angel Falls in a plane. Yeah. It was pretty wild. Crazy.
They got to have like trails or something near the bottom of it. You should be able to get down near the bottom of it. That's where I'd want to be.
I've just seen it from above, which is pretty cool.
I'd like to travel to Lawrence, Kansas.
Not a bad place. I mean, it's not a great sightseeing place.
Great place to get high, I'm sure.
They're all great. Everywhere is a great place to get high.
Except for Albany, New York. Go ahead.
Right. Upstate New York. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Singapore. I don't know if I want to get high there.
Yeah, no Singapore.
They execute you for smoking, so that's what's...
I'll be right back.
Maybe that would make it funner. The excitement of knowing that if you get caught, you'll get like assassin, you'll get like executed. Talk about the price, right? I mean, it's not like, oh, we might get caught, and then they'll have us throw our pot away. It's like, oh, we might get caught, and they'll execute us. Oh, good luck on your wedding, Book Mo. Sorry you're not hanging on the Cool Seal site anymore.
It's tomorrow.
I know, but where has she been the last few weeks?
I'm just saying.
She was playing those other games, like World of Warcraft type games or something.
That's even worse than OFC.
Call of Duty or something like that.
Oh my God, Potmo, give me shit for OFC.
Potmo, you're on Twitch. Fucker. You're on Twitch. You're going to lose all your viewers if you badmouth any game ever.
All games.
We apologize for Potmo's incorrect and rude evaluation of the game World of Warcraft.
The only thing worthy of Twitch is this channel right here. Everything else sucks.
I play Guild Wars. Does that make me a geek?
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody out there playing the new one that just got released the other night?
Fallout?
Yeah. Anybody playing that?
I'm waiting for it to hit seals, like all the other non-poker games like OFC.
Oh, bite your tongue, you rat bastard.
Broke next to you.
I don't care. It's not poker.
Oh, wow, we're doing another break on this tournament? Man, I should probably
check your sugar level, man.
I know this isn't like the right thing to do when you're broadcasting, but can we like sign off now? Yeah, I mean, we've opened up for questions. We've given away prizes.
You're welcome to sign off if you want. I just figured you wanted to keep
chatting until
your signature tournament ended.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've made the prestigious final table. No, we haven't. Excuse me.
Wow, you have misspoken grandly.
Well, most of you have made your final table.
Most of you. Some of you won't be coming home this evening.
Wow, made it to second break. I love the turnout tonight. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
And Glitch got a ton of chips. Go get them.
Well, most of it was like
it's
people
time to
that
pack
did
a bowl.
Yeah.
We had like how many? 89 was it?
A million. Like
81. We had 81 entries. Only 20 of them were like qualified via our leaderboard, right? Isn't that what Carlos said? So yeah. Most people played the tournament because it was at a good time and they liked it.
And we are back.
I don't know. I don't know, Bookish. Glitch won't show our faces anymore. He stopped. He doesn't think our faces are worthy of being shown anymore.
Do you want to see head-to-head-to-head?
Oh, wait. Not worthy of being shown anymore? It's just that Potmo won't show his face.
Bookish says that why aren't we any of us showing our faces? And I thought you stopped showing our faces.
Well, here's some faces
I'll allow one look.
Here's Mr. Bonks and Mr. Kissa.
I got my face showing.
My suit is off.
All right, I'll put Potmo and Kissa on then. There you go.
You have to wait a while.
No, you know what? Potmo's all about that shit. We'll just let Potmo be on by himself. All right, Potmo. It's the Potmo show. Entertain us.
Oh, I see. It's Kissa and Bonks.
Dance.
Don't worry about what you see. Listen to what I'm telling you is being broadcast.
I can only believe my... There I am. See, that's more than 10 seconds, isn't it?
That's why when you're broadcasting, you just trust the broadcaster. You're waiting to see the feedback yourself.
But I keep jumping around to different areas. So strange to watch yourself like 10, 20 seconds in the past. Like, well, I know what I'm going to do.
Dance, funny man, dance.
If I want to watch myself 10 seconds in the past, all I have to do is get really stoned and look in a mirror.
All right. Should I do a bong hit? Should I smoke a bowl live?
Yeah.
Watch them break down the door live, too. That would be some.
Yes.
Maybe I should call
it. It'd be hardcore. Look at this ratings, dude.
I should call the cops and say a guy is smoking pot in his apartment. Better come.
Guy.
And then I'll wait for them to be banging down the door and I'll light it up. We'll have some good drama then. Is Glitch going to bust out ever, or are we just going to sit here all day and
Bruce,
pay off the...
Bruce makes a noble exit. Good game, Bruce. We are down to the final table.
Why don't you answer my question, River Tam?
Bunch of stoners.
Exactly.
Twitch doesn't like smoking of any kind on stream, says Bookish.
Alright, Epotmo, looks like you're not going to get to smoke on stream then.
I wasn't smoking pot, I was smoking tobacco in a green metal pipe.
That's not what your words said.
What is that noise?
Final table! Glitch okay, makes so the final
when
table.
When I said, what is that noise? It really wasn't a noise, everybody.
It sounds like a bass.
This particular stream is not going to get partnered, but we might someday. Who knows? We, you know, maybe we'll get better and build up a following. Did anybody follow us? I forgot to tell you all to follow.
No,
I can't. I only asked you to donate a few times. That was pretty nice of me.
That sounded awesome, Glitch.
I'm not going to snort the marijuana. Thank you very much. Thank you, Vino. Thank you for winning, like, chips and stuff.
I never have. That really surprised me, actually. Carlo was the first one I let borrow. Or I, not even let. Let is a bad phrase. I begged him to let him borrow.
Hey Glitch, is there any way to put the Twitch stream on our channel? The chat. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, well, you know there is.
Then I could just have everything full screen. I could see the Twitch chat all at the same time, and I wouldn't have to keep minimizing. It would be awesome. Because, you know, I like to bother you while you're in the middle of the final table.
I'm up all night to get something. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I just want to click on your other bookmarks and see what you have bookmarked.
That will cost you several bitcoins.
Yeah.
A tiny price to pay, I'm sure.
You could totally overlap that blue stuff, like the window that's over.
If you could see a few pixels further left on my bookmarks bar, it's actually a bookmark to Zeno's picture of the fake bumper sticker.
Nice.
So what happens?
Yes. I will briefly show you on the stream. It moves over. And it is nothing less than that picture.
I want to use the whole kitty that we have saved up to buy the What Happens bumper sticker and sell it.
Oh, I have a quick question, you guys. Yep, I'm naked and his daughter doing the OFC challenge.
Was that tonight?
That's
yes.
That's right supposed to happen. That's supposed to happen tonight, right after the game. And I want to give a shout out because I am super stoked to watch this match, this death match of.
Why did I do that? What a dumb idiot! With my three.
It's not on seals anymore. It's on some other side.
I would very much like to give a shout out to Yep, I'm Naked and his super awesome daughter who is smart and fabulous and doesn't play silly little games and likes poker and OFC, and I want to encourage her to fucking kick ass. That's all.
She's, well, I like she's freaking out by poker. That's the funnest part. Brokeneck V.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Yep. What is her name? What is her?
Her name is the Rain Man.
The Rain Man. Brokeneck V. It's the Rain Man. Damn, I busted out of the 40 chip already.
It's going to be an expensive sniper box.
The last
okay, sweet.
7 months have been expensive nights.
Progressive.
I'm terrible.
Land, progressive pineapple. It is coming eventually. We I talked about it with them. They'll agree it's a good idea. Basic idea is that you get different amounts of cards in Fantasyland based on how big your top is. So aces gets you more cards than queens.
Oh, cool.
Should be based on how big your cock is.
Pomo, you wouldn't get enough cards to place a valid hand then.
You'd be dealt out.
Conversation amongst ourselves and
out. Glitch is out. DMB gets his 10 chips.
Well, that was
wow.
That sucks.
So we just want to make sure that we get you a shout out and links up and all that stuff so that we can all watch because we're all excited about the match.
I should have shoved the hand before. He's absolutely right.
That's bad. Now we got nobody left on final table except for regulars.
I know. I was so looking forward to... I'm a regular too. I was so looking forward to taking that down.
You know what's funny is that none of us really should offer advice on how to play.
True.
Because none of us cash. We need guests that know.
What the hell are you talking about? I cash.
Oh, you did? All right.
I could totally offer advice on how to play. I just got bored at the end and started shoving suited cap connectors.
I can offer advice. It won't be very good advice, but I can offer advice.
Yeah. I can offer advice on how to be hapless and lose your wallet. This is what happens when you be nice guys. You have to be bad guys. You have to give rigs. This what happens.
What happened?
Hey, what's happening?
Mr. QQs, will you be a guest on our show? QQ's gone. Will you speak on our show?
Well, Glitch will have to answer. Dr. Bierman asks, do you ever plan on offering prizes for monthly leaderboard winners? Will SWC provide anything for that, or is it only from donations? I don't know. I don't know what SWC Poker will do.
SWC, I talked to the clubhouse guys. The clubhouse guys approached me right when they were starting making their thing, and I talked to them about it and made sure we were on the same page and that they were doing something that we could agree with and get behind, as opposed to something like what Ender did, where he just sort of made decisions on his own and we were forced to react to them. So I pretty much support what they're doing, and the devs and administration like them as as helpers and ambassadors for the site, so it's not out of question for me to work with them on leaderboard things. That's kind of what I was planning on doing here in a month or two, is starting to, like, if the leaderboard system proves to be, like, accurate and working right, just start to reward prizes for it, and they'd probably come from us, not from the clubhouse.
Oh, cool.
The clubhouse is free to one run whatever promotions or that they want to, though.
Yeah, the clubhouse right now is only by donation. So, like, basically a bunch of really dedicated people have put in hundreds of hours of their own time to develop stuff so that people can have their free stats and have leaderboards and, you know, give people tools they need to be able to get stakers and stuff like that. But everything is by donation, and we're all doing it just for the love of SWC poker and for the love of, you know, making it a better experience. So there's no money in it for us. Everything is by donation.
He was asking if we could adjust his ROI for him, and anything's possible at the right price.
As far as I know, SWC Poker is like, they would shut down before they would be required to dox anyone.
I think that's what Bush said.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
That's what people
game, Nancy. Love.
Good game, Nancy.
Ooh, down to three.
Yep.
Nancy, my new lover. Shit. Who won the Broke Neck pool? I have no idea.
You can look at the final.
Yeah. I don't know who was in it, though. And I shut off seals.
I would imagine Broke Neck was the one that won it because he cashed. He was in 12th place.
Is it over?
It's over. Yeah. DMB takes it down.
Good job. Oh. Congratulations. Boy, DMB won a trivia question.
He got me out.
Two bounties or one bounty? One bounty, DMB. One trivia question.
He got
won the
me
thing
out.
Outright, and also won the – I think he's on our list, right?
There it is.
The list.
Didn't good he? Game, big boy.
Hope you did make it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we're gonna close up the show here. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for
good game, guys.
Thanks for talking.
Kicking our asses.
Thanks for gaming. Thanks for stealing all our chips. Thanks for knocking me out with aces.
Thanks for busting me out on the first hand. Thank you for helping us be completely unrepresented in a 18-player set. Exception of our guest. It's pretty embarrassing showing. It just goes to show you don't have to be a good poker player to put up a poker list.
Yeah. You don't have to be a big poker guy.
I think we should do this again sometime, so maybe after
you
I get back.
Poker. Okay, signing off.
See ya.
Signing off. Bye.